I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Today's scripture is Psalms 77:11.
Father, the memory of your miracles in my life is always with me. I tell others the great things that you have done. Praise to you alone, Lord. Your ways are mighty and true. You are the song in my deepest darkness. You are my shining night. I love you so much, Lord, for you are the restorer of my life.
Today, think about it. Is Jesus the song in your heart? There lives a song in my heart. It has been there since early in my youth. It is a song of triumph, the song of beauty and truth. It is a song that plays when the light has gone out of the room. It is a song that raises above the darkness and gloom. He is the song of my heart that flows down from above. Jesus, my darling Jesus, he is the song of my love. That's one of my darling wife's original poems, which I'm sure she could read better than I can. But is Jesus the song of your heart? Is Jesus there as a constant reminder of good and bad? Is he there as you walk? Is he there when you can't walk to pick you up? Only you, my friends, can answer that.
Today's action. Listen to the song of your heart today. Satan dreads a singing Christian. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 26. I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city.
In your lives, when you awoke this morning, when you finished your day yesterday, was there a song, or were you oppressed? Had the world gotten to you? See, my friends, if you want to enjoy that joy unspeakable that Jesus speaks of, that he tells us of, that he's given to us, he must be that song in your heart. You must find hymns of worship on your lips.